Nobody even has a ridiculous way for Notre Dame to win this game.
And
this is with what everybody agreed, and I would tentatively agree while having avoided them, is the best Notre Dame team we've seen in our lifetimes.
Yeah, that's a real shame. Notre Dame keeps coming up with their best team.
If it wasn't Notre Dame, I would feel bad for them, right? Because you have ascended this incredible peak. Like, this team is truly a remarkable feat of human engineering. It's just that Bama did the same thing at the same time, and you both got real lucky. Like, that's, like, I'm sorry to pull from Dana when talking about a religious school, but that sucks, man.
I mean, they're basically every really great technology that's running up against a better technology or a more preferred technology from a bigger company.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're the Nikola Tesla of teams, man.
Oh, shit.
I think 2020 Notre Dame is a great argument for bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
Put this team in a regular Fiesta Bowl and everyone's happy. Doesn't need to be a playoff.
That'd be great. Instead, we're going to throw them headfirst into a tree shredder.
Also fine.
I mean, I'll enjoy
watching
it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll enjoy watching Ian Book hit the B button. B button, B button. Slide.
Never mind. This is a split zone argument. I was surprised to see when I was doing my O'Brien ballot how far down he is at everything. Why do people like him again? Is he just a scrappy gamer?
Ian Book?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just fun to watch.
Okay.
Because honestly, he's kind of the guy he reminds me most is like if Gardner Minshew was off.
Oh,
his,
don't you do that to me.
No, if Gardner Minshew was off his ADHD meds, that's Ian Book.
Man, that does make me like him. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, like he doesn't really. At no point when Ian Book is playing do you look at him and go, oh man, what a laser of a throw. What an incomprehensibly talented play that was. No, you just watch him and go, oh man, you made that happen. Good for you. Keeping it alive.
I do think it'll be fun. He'll, I mean, against Clemson, they were just hopeless. They couldn't do a damn thing on offense.
No.
Whereas Bama's pass rush is not quite as horrifying as Clemson's, so he'll have time to do some stuff.
Bama's defense
score a couple times.
Bama's defense is more about, oh, that thing you're trying to do? Go ahead and throw that ball.
Mm.
We'll let you throw it. That run you wanted to make? Well, we'll let you get a couple of yards out of the backfield.
I mean, these days, I think Bama's defense is like, oh, you want to score, huh?
Real
smart. Now we have the ball.
We have a Hulk.
They have a cave troll.
Do you
want
to be my friend?
Great idea. Now we get to score.
Well, I mean,
this game is fun. We're taking turns.
I mean, they play man a lot on the outside.
No, they play men.
They do.
That's different. Thank you, server.
They play cover two men. Men to man.
We
play men to man defense.
This is boys. I'm sorry, Notre Dame. Are you at the end of the road? Because this sounds like boys to men.
Yeah.
I hate that we're not recording, but I'm also glad that we're not recording.
We're recording all of this.
Shit.
I'm following Ted Lasso's advice. I'm being a goldfish.
I'm so mad at how good that show is. I'm so angry. It's like the first time I went to the Rose Bowl, and I was like, Jesus Christ, it is as beautiful as they say it is. This is a problem. You're never going to be able to live with these people.
It's intolerably good.
You're absolutely right. It's so fucking good.
I'm ill.
I am ill.
I'm so mad that I was not involved. Like, that's like something you go, man, I wish I'd made that. It's so fucking good.
It has... I did the Godspell thing again. I was like, by whose authority do you be this good?
Also, they're very realistic that they don't get a D1 coach, right? They don't get an FBS coach. Ted Lasso is supposed to be the championship coach of Wichita State.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but so they have Wichita State as a D2 football school. Is that right?
As a D2, yeah, they have them as a D2 football school.
Yeah,
and. To be honest, I do not know if that's accurate.
They're a D1 school, and they used to have football. and they would be in FCS. So they're kind of just splitting all sorts of differences. And
it works because they don't dwell on it. Like, it's announced in the voiceover, like, oh, this guy's coming from D2, Wichita State. And they bring up Kansas a couple times after that. But, like, for a show that is based on a dude coming from Wichita State, there's not a single shocker joke ever.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it wasn't going for, like, deep college football accuracy. I did read something about Wichita State University. They were like, this is great attention. We love it. We love being in Ted Lasso.
Somebody talk to us.
Listen, after seeing the show, I understand. Like, it brings me no pleasure to report that it is exactly as good as everyone is screaming.
I haven't seen it. It's only on Apple, right? We don't have
Apple. Yeah, but you can get... we watched it off Spencer got like a free trial, and we watched the whole thing in like 2 days. It's 10 episodes in their half hour. And honest to God, Jason, it is a balm for the soul. It is so good.
Yeah. Everyone says it's good. They ought to send out screeners for it. They send out screeners for everything else.
True. Apple does all their, I guess everybody does screeners digitally, but I have a Roku. And I noticed for the first time yesterday, there's an Apple Awards screeners app. So I'm wondering if there's a way to finagle way to have access to that app and we could just watch it. But I broke my phone last year and got a new phone. And apparently it came with free Apple TV for a year. And in November, they sent me an email like, hey, we noticed you never used your free Apple TV. So we're going to let you have it until February. And that was... like a month and a half ago, and this was the first thing that we've ever watched on it.
I bought a phone in like September, so maybe I have that.
Check it out, because apparently if you buy like AirPods or anything like that, they're just giving it away with everything. Because I was following somebody in Discord today. I was like, yeah, I've been watching this for a year and a half, and I haven't paid for it yet. But if it is a short watch, and it is truly unique. It is. I'm mad because I can't say anything that everybody else hasn't said already. But I'm like, all those peers of ours who are like, oh, this show is so good, you need to watch this. I'm like, you say that about This Is Us, but now they're right, and I'm surly about it.
Also, I'm the thing that makes me maddest is that a lot of the people I know who ordinarily would not watch the kind of television shows that I watch, but who love Ted Lasso, they like the kind of things that This Is Us specializes in.
Yeah.
That Ted Lasso does better. Like, it's not a show where like you're not gonna cry. It's not a show that like really shies away from what would be melodrama, and it just does it better. It's not that, like, evidently it's not that I hate shows like This Is Us that are like, I'm gonna make you cry. It's that I hate the way they do it, because Ted Lasso did it, and I was like, no, man, you win. You win. I'm going to ball for the last minute of this episode. And they don't overdo the soccer thing either.
Mm-mm.
With the specific knowledge. They just give just enough. Like, the actual announcers who do the games in the series on camera are the guys who do it in real life. Like, it's Arlo White.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's like a big EPL announcer, right?
Wait, those announcers are actual EPL announcers?
Yeah. That's Arlo White. Like, Arlo White does all of NBC's Premier League games.
That is amazing.
Or he does like half of them. And the color commentator, I can't remember dude's name.
I know that's a dude who's like a famous former player himself, but I don't know his name.
Yeah. But those are the real announcers. And they did it at Crystal Palace Stadium. Do we have Orion yet?
Yes. Hi. I've been here for
Man, I was waiting I was going to say we should just let him run in.
No, I've been here for like 8 minutes, but. Y'all were having a good time.
Ryan, unfortunately, has already had to listen to me today harangue him about watching Ted Lasso.
I mean, I've got nothing else going on, so it's fine.
Listen, I was mad too. I was mad that Spencer got sucked in, and I was like, now I'm gonna have to watch this fucking show. And
I do
now
this
I'm
about
through
everything.
The rabbit hole.
Like, initially, I was like, oh, everybody just shut the fuck up about Great British Bake. Like, come on, it's a fucking
yes!
baking show. But it turns out I'm just a huge asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's a problem.
One of the alternate questions that I did not select for tonight was somebody asking, what would you do on British Bake Off and how long would you last? To which I thought...
Are we all Great British Bake Off conversant?
No, and also we're not all baking conversant.
Yeah.
Because my baking knowledge is less than zero.
I mean, I watched the shit out of Great British Bake Off, but I can't bake.
Is it making toast count? I've never seen this show.
That would not count.
Ooh, they should do a toast week.
No, I mean, I think we're at 50% basic baking capacity at least. And I suspect that both Ryan and I know Holly is well beyond basic in terms of baking capability.
No, I'm not. I can't bake. I just watched the shit out of that show.
No, I've seen in real life.
Then you're ahead of Spencer and I think.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah, you don't understand the baseline here. I think, Jason, you wouldn't understand the basics of how to make bread, correct?
I'm familiar with the ingredients, but I would not know in which order to combine them. If it's more complicated than like video game crafting, it's not going to work.
If it's more complicated than making shit in Zelda, where you're like clank, clank, yeah. Clank, clank, clank.
Spencer, I appreciate bonk, your bonk, confidence. Bonk. I also can't make bread. I appreciate that I've conveyed to you.
Could you
otherwise.
Make a cookie?
Yeah, I could probably.
Okay, that's
okay. See.
Okay,
see?
No, that's way beyond Jason and I's capability. Ryan, you
why
could
are you
just
dragging
make...
Jason down with you.
Ryan, you could just no, because no, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Jason and I are at the same root level of we wouldn't know how to bake shit.
If it's
like
if
anything.
It's,
Ryan is an excellent baker.
Yeah, if it's between the four of us, I think I would be like the slight favorite over Holly. And yeah.
Oh, you absolutely would because you bake more than me and you make really good stuff.
What if it is the three of us versus Ryan?
Okay, then I feel like we might have a chance because a big deal about the Great British Bake Off is time. Like people just run out of time.
Sure.
So
this is just
like
Holly assigning Spencer and I the most boring basic tasks we can't fuck up.
No, but if we had a list of things to like, if we could divide a list in three is what I'm saying. And I feel like I have just enough knowledge to be like, okay, that dough has risen enough. We can put it in the oven because a lot of people run out of time. Right. Like, I can't decorate a cake. I can't do that.
Well, as long as you're handing out instructions that are like, literally, move this bowl to that table. That's
it. Break the egg. Yeah.
There are so many things in baking that just absolutely mystify me. Like, things like, no, it's got to be 40 degrees, but not 45. Otherwise,
it doesn't
that's
work that. No.
Also,
otherwise,
I want to reemphasize, if it was the three of us against Ryan, it would be close. But I would feel good about our chances, but it would be extremely close.
There are
is,
so many things
is,
in baking that are just
not,
in constant
no, it is
flux.
It is not.
It is. There are things like
describing.
There are things
Ryan,
like
Ryan. You're trying to trick us.
Yeah. See, this is how you win.
This is how you win.
Because like right. They're like no.
This is how Ryan becomes the Joker.
Baking has little margin of error. It's like that souffle. Either it comes out perfect, but if you wait a nanosecond too long,
you are
it
talking
turns
about
into...
very specific things like bread, for example. Bread has a range, and if you're like trying to make perfect bread, yeah, but like. Sometimes you make bread and you're like, okay, it's a little crustier, it's a little doughy, but it's not like, oh, you fucked it up and it's totally ruined.
Look I don't know.
It's got anxiety.
I've seen enough Nailed It to know that it is.
No. I mean,
different.
I think.
Have y'all seen the Holiday Nailed It's with Jason Mantzoukas, who I normally cannot stand, but on this show he is perfect?
Yeah, no, you want to talk about putting a player in a system where he's going to succeed? Jason Mantzoukas in the Holiday Nailed It
did
is
not
Joe Burrow.
He would be the perfect foil. For Nicole.
He would, yeah. He's 2019 Joe Burrow in that show. Nothing but bombs. 50 TDs.
Server, put as many theme songs into this as you want.
Speaking of the game I'm playing, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you don't get the credit scene until literally like 4 hours in. And then it's
yes!
This is the game you're playing. So like.
Dude, is it worth it? Do I need to do this?
Nah.
I mean, you'd fucking love it. Odin's your best friend like 30 minutes into the game.
Jason, I need
Odin
you to
is
see
my
the
best
face
friend.
He just made.
I can hear the face he just made.
Like it's like, well, that was easy. Like 30 minutes into the game, it's like, what's my destiny? What's my path? And then here comes like Metal Santa to say with like his banging lightning spear. And like... Like, you don't have to start with, like, fucking a low-tier god. You're just going straight to the big dad.
You literally look like the baby from Dinosaurs.
So, like, Odin is your guidance counselor?
Every single time you kill a boss, Odin shows up to tell you how awesome you are. And he does it in spooky swamp Santa fashion.
Spencer would do a lot better in corporate settings if that was his performance release.
Odin's noticed that you've done a great job being prepared for meetings lately.
You have honored your ancestors.
That's a hell of a metric. Thank you, Odin. I feel supported and appreciated.
Oh, I'm overjoyed. I'm totally going to play this game. It's great.
I don't know if he turns on you eventually because it's like deceptively easy, right? Like, I don't know if there's a shoe that's going to fall like 300 hours into the game where it's like, this was Loki all along.
Odin's going to turn on you, yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, Odin
just
is
like
a trickster.
The lightning.
Yeah.
If Odin turns on me, it's because I deserved it.
Yeah, that's how I'm viewing it. Like, if this goes wrong, I will regain Odin's trust by murdering more people.
I will. I'll find him all the happy crows he wants. Look, this is a pretty crow, Odin. Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. If you want another one, you're going to have to ask nicely. You're going to have to use my proper honorific. Call me Spencer Sommer.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Coach. Call me Coach, or I won't answer at all. I wanted to just go ahead and open the discussion tonight by stating that you can call me whatever you want to call me. Apparently, this isn't the way a lot of people work. Some people get kind of touchy about how you refer to either themselves by title or other people. I'm an American. We killed a lot of British people so that we wouldn't have to use the title system. Kind of believe you should just call someone what they want to be called, right?
Hamburglar.
You know what? You want me to call you Hamburglar?
Wait, is that his name?
Hamburglar?
It's his vocation,
his title, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Is it his name or is it his like?
We know his identity?
Whoa.
Does he
I'm
have
on McDonald's.fandom.com.
God, that was so fast.
Lightning.
Species human. Gender male. Hair bright red. Not seeing a name.
Wow. So that's not hat meat. Interesting.
But that doesn't make any sense because he's clearly been captured at some point.
But mm-hmm. He's free now.
But they didn't get it. Oh, is he the Joker? Because they don't know the Joker's name either.
He looks very Riddler to me.
Holy shit.
McDonald's does seem to suggest that we live in a society.
What is his first name is something like Steven? And Hamburglar is like Carpenter
or Cooper.
Not too short
to be Godfrey. Oh, okay.
It's nominative right? determinism?
Yeah, that he's just just that like it was a tradesman's name that became a surname.
Like Smith.
Right, like Smith or Cooper or Carpenter, right?
Of the Charleston Hamburglars.
Right, exactly. All like, right. What if his name is like Thad Hamburger?
I have Googled Hamburglar real name. The first thing that pops up is from today.com, reputable outlet.
Yeah.
Hamilton B. Ergler, street name Hamburglar.
No.
Has been a part of the McDonald's canon since 1975.
Street name,
Hamburglar.
No.
That's what the musical Hamilton is about. It's all about Hamilton B. Ergler.
Yeah, A. Dot Ham.
Ergler. Is that a real last name?
Ergler. It could be.
The Ergler is the blood gushing from.
Hold on. Now I got to get on LinkedIn
wounds.
And see if there's a Hamilton Ergler.
So the spam top Hamilton B. Ergler Instagram page is one of the top results for Ergler. And it's just Hamburglar memes and Grimace memes.
Yeah. Mm. There's nobody on LinkedIn named Hamilton Ergler.
Are there just...
Ergler.
Here's a Ben Ergler. It is a real last name. No, this is fake, too. Wow.
Son of a...
How deep
can't
does...
can't trust
how,
anyone.
How deep does this go, Jason?
Well, I mean, of course we can't trust the Hamburglar. He's a known con artist and ruthless pilferer of...
Just... when I thought I was ready to love.
Yeah, not even the Hamburglar.
If I can't trust the Hamburglar.
But he's friends with Ronald McDonald, right? Like he is...
That doesn't mean shit.
Well, I think it's...
Yeah, Ronald McDonald's got
I think
some
it's
seriously
here's,
bad
here's my thing.
Friends.
Why steal hamburgers if you're friends with Ronald McDonald?
Because Ronald McDonald has a forgiving heart and trusts everyone and is working to redeem the Hamburglar.
If you were only... born in like 1998, your understanding of the McDonald's theoretical world
sure
of the lore is very twisted because you've been brought up to believe that Grimace is addicted to drinking cough syrup.
Well, hold on. Ronald McDonald is Jesus. Birdie is Mary Magdalene. These things we know. Mac Tonight is Pontius Pilate, maybe? So, but where is Hamburglar
Mac
Jewish?
Tonight is the John the Baptist.
Oh, is he John the Baptist? He is kind of headless in a way. He's all head. Situation. So that's a good point.
Well, and he's the herald of the whole thing.
Right, sure. Yeah. What are the McNugget kids?
Disciples.
Can I just say before we answer that I appreciate that we gave this story exactly as much time as it deserved before pivoting to McDonald's?
So the Hamburglar, of course, is the tax collector that Jesus hangs out with.
Oh, the Barabbas? Is that Barabbas or am I thinking of somebody else?
Wow.
Well, Jesus had all sorts of scoundrel friends, some of them with official government jobs and some of them just low-life scumbags. The Hamburglar, this appears to be a full-time profession, so I think he's more like a tax collector.
And by welcoming him in, Ronald is showing us that the healing light of McDonald's is for all. So that sins may be forgiven with purchase of large meal.
Yeah, except for healing. There's not a lot of healing going on.
The arches being the pathway, the passage to heaven.
Guys,
right?
What is a McDonald's meal but an indulgence?
Sure.
Two weeks in a row.
Yep.
Also, it is indeed the bread that always remains. Because there's no actual food in it.
And it can't be broken down, right?
McDonald's food is indeed the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Is Mayor McCheese Pontius Pilate?
That's a better fit, yeah.
Okay.
Now is he a villain, Mayor McCheese?
I don't know. There aren't clear villains. Oh no, wait. The Burger King is Pontius Pilate.
Oh, okay. Duh. Yeah. Sorry, that was.
I don't know. That feels more like a false messiah situation. I think Burger King is the Antichrist. The Burger King is the beast. The Burger King is the whore of Babylon in Revelation.
Okay, what if we bring in the Left Behind universe?
Sure. As we always do on this show.
Mm-hmm. The Burger King is Tribulation Front.
Mm-hmm. But they're on Jesus' side.
This is so far above my pay grade.
That's like a McDonald's Street. The Tribulation Force, that's like Pusha T writing the McDonald's jingle, right? Like, that's the very new, cool, up-to-date McDonald's stuff.
Right.
Is cool.
No, please continue. Oh my God, you guys, I have our next can't miss business idea.
Oh,
which
wait,
is my second idea of the day, the first of which was to make a coffee French press that looks like a deer stand. The second of which, tactical press, is to sell a series of novelizations, like to make our own Left Behind universe that's sold exclusively out of Chick-fil-A. Like those CDs that get sold in Starbucks.
Like only on Sundays?
Smart.
Like when
y'all can clearly write books.
So we'll just hang out at Chick-fil-A on Sunday and sell our knockoff Left. You know, I was thinking the other day about how Protestants make fun of Catholics for like making up a bunch of shit that's not in the Bible. And like there are like 13 Left Behind books and multiple Left Behind movies. One starring Nicolas Cage. We can make up shit too, y'all.
This is like the people who work directly for Lucasfilm being cutting the EU Star Wars book authors out on their royalties. Like, oh, have you guys been here the whole time? Wow.
One other point real quick, because I think it's important. What did Jesus feed the multitude? Basically Filet-O-Fish.
Just a handful of Filet-O-Fish. Five
basically
of them, like 5,
Filet-O-Fish.
People.
That's
which,
right.
By the way, if you want to know why he's the savior, it's the best McDonald's sandwich. That's why I mean,
yeah, he didn't.
Like,
And you know who can't make a fish sandwich for shit? Burger King.
That's right.
They've tried.
Hey, they did have the greatest name for one, though, which was the Whaler, implying
also,
that it was
what?
Either
what?
Made. Yeah, it was called the. It was called. Theirs was called the Whaler.
Oh, that's
it
pathetic.
Was massive. Like, that was the thing. They were like, it's huge. Well, it
hey, welcome
out,
to Burger King. Would you like the taste of an NHL franchise that left decades ago?
It's would you like the taste of an orca?
From the depths of hell, I stab at thee.
It's redolent of run-down industrial burnout Connecticut.
Welcome to Burger King. Call me Ishmael.
Yeah, it either would taste like the corpse of a Cape Cod whaler. Mmm, delicious. It would taste like a whale, which, I don't know. innovative pitch.
Oily?
There.
Oily?
I think yeah. whale is like the pork belly of the sea. I'm not joking.
This is only helping the sales pitch for that angle, in my opinion.
Y'all ever smoke a whole whale?
About to. Just imagine Ahab in the commercials being like, that's when, revenge at last.
That's when LSU gets a hockey team. Smoke a whale.
Can you do that legally? What?
I imagine the LSU bass fishing team, of which there is one, look it up, just transplant those uniforms directly onto hockey jerseys.
An NCAA violation unlike anything we've ever seen. Inappropriate donation of whale corpse to hockey team.
This would be a whale with an alligator inside of it.
Yeah.
With a with a like
with a
cougar
inside
the gator. Yeah, right. Like a chicken inside the
turducken
cougar.
Of the sea.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ask the broad question. I'm gonna ask the big question. Mm-hmm. Is there ever a time for an appropriate whale corpse donation?
For science, right?
I mean, for science would be one go. Yeah. I think if
it's still awkward because you pull up to the lab and you're like, hey guys, just really wanted to help out what you're doing here, so just back of the truck here. Got a whole whale.
I could see if there were some way in which I accidentally killed a whale, I could make
what, like
it
you hit it on the road?
Sure.
Ryan, you're a former attorney. Use your imagination. Put this in play in court. I accidentally killed a whale. I'm not asking for a realistic way. I'm just make it stand up in court.
My client
make
was
this dead whale stand up in court.
Yes.
My client believed that he was engaged in lawful, licensed MMA undersea fighting.
Yes.
When unfortunately he choked out a whale.
How many episodes is this in a row that supposes that we all have harpoon guns?
I assume that's the undercurrent of all the episodes, yeah.
Okay.
Every single full cast assumes that we all have harpoons.
Just checking.
No,
harpoon guns. That's different.
Okay, sure. Yeah. That's half of them. I think we upgraded halfway through the series.
All right.
I've accidentally killed a whale and I need to make it good. So if it's still reasonably fresh, I think I could donate it to one of those.
Okay, first things first. I don't want to know. Like, as your attorney, I cannot suborn perjury, so I don't want you to tell me if you did or did not kill this. Ryan's our attorney again, and that's recorded.
How interesting.
That's right. Okay. I don't want you to tell me if you did or did not kill this whale, because you need to remember, Spencer, and you need to get on the right page here. The burden is on the prosecution to prove that you killed this whale, okay? Don't do their job for them. Just shut the fuck up and do not say anything until I get to sea jail.
Spencer. Just hit him with one of these. What whale?
Excellent.
What whale?
Great. Tell him you can't swim. We have mountains of evidence that you can't even swim. How the fuck did you kill a whale?
You're fucking welcome,
by the way. I've been building that defense for you for years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thanklessly, as usual.
The long play turns out to be the right move again.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, coach.
I don't even know what a whale is.
It turns out he killed the whale because he has Munchausen syndrome by proxy, and he kept getting the whale sick so he could take care of it.
I do love that whale. I just want what's best for it, even though I don't know what a whale is. It's actually a Great Dane and like swimmies. So that's the discussion of why you should always call a coach coach. That I wanted to open the show
with. I'm glad we did that.
Thanks, coach.
Good job, coach. Oh, God. Nation of peasants.
Nope, don't go back to it. It's done now.
Nope, it's done.
I think my favorite thing about coaches when they talk to each other is they do call each other coach, coach. I was talking to coach the other day. Now, coach. Coach, what would you do on third down when you see two high and, you know, coach? Well, coach, that's an interesting question, coach.
I'm glad you asked.
I was talking to Coach the other day, and here's what Coach said to me. He said, Coach?
And like, I don't really want to fully get into how absolutely great Ted Lasso is as a series. All you do need to know is that Ted Lasso, the main character, is a coach. He has an assistant who is kind of like the brains of the operation, and they only call each other Coach the entire series.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, the guy has a beard, and he calls him Coach Beard. And you never know whether that's because he has a beard or whether his actual last name is Beard. They only refer to each other as Coach and Coach Beard. That's it. the entire time. And it's the most real.
It is the most realistic depiction of male friendship I've ever seen. And it's beautiful.
It's a very intimate, but they never call each other by name. It's never Ted. It's Coach. Coach. Coach.
Coach?
It sounds accurate.
Glad we had the stock.
Extremely accurate.
Good job, Coach.
Although he does coach for Wichita State, which Jason and I did discuss pregame that I wasn't really sure whether Wichita State had a Division II football program. But
yeah,
Wichita State's real happy for the pub anyway.
Yeah, they used to have, it would have been the equivalent of a D1 FCS. But yeah, Wichita State, if you look it up, Ted Lasso, Wichita State, there's interviews with school, like president or whatever, is like, hey, we're internationally famous. This is pretty cool.
Not for the sex thing this time.
Come be a shocker.
Not for the weird Gary Busey looking mascot. Who, once you see that the Wichita State mascot does in fact look like Gary Busey, one will never unsee it. Ever. I do have a question for Jason, though. Why isn't this year's Cure Bowl an exciting victory, by the way, for the Oklahoma State Cowboys over the Miami Hurricanes?
Are we just going to let him go out on this?
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay. Just let okay. it.
That's fine.
Let it,
it's fine. Let him go. We'll work it.
All right, sure.
So the Cheez-It Bowl, I think Cheez-Its are a cure for hunger.
Well, right? We decided in the last episode that cheese is medicine, so.
Yeah, cheese cures literally anything. Galen was the name of that Roman physician, by the way, who like cut up bunch of pigs, and everyone was like, oh yeah, that nope, science, pfft, nice try. Galen cut open a pig 1,300 years ago, idiot. So this Cheez-It Bowl, it was pretty cool. It was fine. It came down to the, you know, Miami had a nice near comeback and all that. But it just wasn't very stupid. So I you know, the Cheez-It Bowl is a high bar to clear. You put on the mantle of the Cheez-It Bowl, you know, mm-hmm. it's like Captain America handing you a shield. It's going to take you some time to be as big a dork as Captain America is, right? You got to earn your way up to that.
You're asking we'll us to play time. Cheez-It games, and we expect to win Cheez-It prizes.
Yeah.
Well put.
Well, I think we'll give you the time to grow far. Into it, Cheez-It Bowl. But for now, this was more like a, you know, cheese with an S-E than a Z.
This was Cheese Nips Bowl.
Yeah, like the knockoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheese snacks.
this was Publix brand. Mm.
Yeah. This
I think it was a Kroger
squares.
Brand.
Kroger brand.
Yeah, yeah. Cheese tiles.
Ugh. Cheese it knockoffs.
Now we're back here to Scott Walker.
Yeah.
Cheese tiles.
I do enjoy
eating
my
definitive ranking
cheese
of cheddar cheese crackers by BonAppetit.com.
What?
Snyder's is this a real... Holy Cheese. cheese nips. Better cheddars. Yeah, this was a better cheddars.
Better cheddars. Oh, what a vile
this
name
does rank
cracker. Cheese
it's number one, so it is accurate.
That's
there's a Wales cheese snacks, Stauffer's Wales. So we're back to Wales.
Yeah, it was the wrong kind of stupid too, because Derek King got injured. And that's extremely stupid.
That
sucks.
Stupid.
Especially
Mike Gundy won. That's stupid.
That's stupid. Yeah. Guy named Spencer was athletic. That was stupid.
There's their problem.
Tylan Wallace decided to just, fuck it, I'm done with this shit. So that's pretty cool,
actually.
Is
that what happened when the announcer said that, you know, Oklahoma State told him that standing on the sidelines was the student's decision and was not injury related?
It seems there are multiple reports that either it was planned or it was unplanned. I mean, I would prefer it if he just walked up to, it was weird, and it was, like, not explained during the game, and the announcers were
kind of in the dark. Yeah, it was a very frosty in-game update.
There is a story from the Oklahoman that came out tonight that says, according to the Oklahoma State radio broadcast, Wallace and Mike Gundy, like, that was a deal they made leading up to the game, that he was only going to play the first half, and that was it.
Okay. Okay.
So...
As long as it was up to Tylan Wallace, cool. If he walked up to Mike Gundy and said, fuck you, I'm done, awesome.
Better.
But if not, that's cool too.
Yeah. We respect the young man's agency.
It would have been cooler if he had just left the stadium and gone to, like, Disney and then FaceTimed a reporter, right? Like, whee! I'm on Splash Mountain. Yay!
Not playing football.
Yeah, this is so much better than playing football for Mike Gundy. Whee! Speaking of things that are better than playing football for most anyone. All right. And certainly more comfortable. Ryan, do we want to talk about our good friends at Home Field Apparel?
Comfortable than football.
Shit.
Nailed it, friends.
What can we say about Home Field? It has been really lovely seeing through the Home Field Apparel retweets, everybody getting their gifts. Some gifts people got on time for Christmas. Some people got them later. You know what? Doesn't matter. Time is a human construct. The date of Christmas is basically just like some shit we decided on at some point in human history. So like any day can be Christmas if you want it to be. And it's definitely Christmas or the holiday that you celebrate, including no holiday at all, when you get the sweet, comfortable, cuddly gift of Home Field Apparel. We're talking the colleges you love, including colleges you've never heard of necessarily. We're talking comfortable hoodies, crew neck sweatshirts, t-shirts. We're not allowed to talk about the pants because we get yelled at.
Connor gets yelled at. And to be clear, I encourage that to continue.
That's fair. All kinds of great designs, adding schools and adding new designs for schools all the time. Now we are back. I think we are back in that phase because Home Field unveiled so many new schools this year. I think we are back in the phase where you should go out and start harassing either Home Field, maybe less so them, more so the schools you want to sign on with Home Field that aren't there already, aka the dumb schools.
I promise you, if Home Field has not signed with your school yet, that's not because they haven't tried. Yell at your school, not Connor. The Doggers. Yell at Connor about the dog sweat.
The Doggers
only
are Connor's
the Doggers,
fault.
Yeah.
Those are Connor's fault. Everything else, go talk to your school. Hit them up and say, like, hey, there's this awesome apparel company over here that people love that makes a quality product, that makes sure to design things that look good, that look different, that will be, like, things you are happy to wear, things you are happy to give and get as gifts. Like, go yell at them and say, hey, Tennessee, hey, Georgia, hey, Texas, you know, why are you not on the home field? Why are you getting left behind?
Tennessee, I know why you're not on board with home field. Cut the shit.
That's fair.
Thank you.
West Virginia.
Just say that.
Where's West Virginia on home field? Pitt's
yeah,
there.
Just email your school president.
Yep.
Subject line, cut
West
the
Virginia?
Shit.
They're used to that from me. West Virginia, you want me to keep wearing Pitt shirts or you want to make this real?
Yeah. Every day. Like, basically, these colleges, like, they're losing the war to win the hearts and minds of unaffiliated college football fans.
Well, at least a million in Tennessee.
Like, there's a whole squad now of people who own Hawaii sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And
I haven't attended either of these institutions.
Jason, that a gun or fireworks? What's happening?
I believe it is the traditional fifth day of Christmas fireworks celebration.
It's the
speaking
field.
Of, by the way, if your home
sorry,
field
sorry
stuff
for
hasn't arrived
I
yet,
just didn't think
let's,
that was Ryan.
let's recall if your home field stuff hasn't arrived yet or haven't even placed your order yet, the 12 days of Christmas don't end until January. Christmas has been celebrated in February, March, and April. So, folks, there's still plenty of time. And at that point, it's next Christmas season anyway.
And you can still use offer code.
This is great audio tonight. I can hear the little sparkles on the end of the fireworks.
You know what that is? Somebody just got their home field delivery, and every home field delivery comes with a small fireworks display. That's
or a mortar.
If we say it enough, Connor will have to do it.
You use offer code FULLCAST. You get 20% off your first order. Like, things are the squad is only getting better and better there. The offerings are just as comfortable and amazing. And look. If you don't believe us, go on Twitter and find there are people every day who are like, yep, these idiots on the full cast, most of whom look like they can't dress themselves. Like they said, this
that
was
look is based in reality.
I mean, they said, you know, buy these clothes. They're super comfortable. They're super high quality. And lo and behold, the angry bear who can't swim was right. Homefieldapparel.com.
He's talking about you.
Yeah, hey, Spencer. I'm talking about Spencer.
I don't even get sweatshirts because I'm generally so hot and overheated in any environment that I'm in. I got two. Not only are they not too heavy, woo, they are also extremely soft and snuggly. And might I say the University of Vermont Catamounts and the NCANT shirt that I have, the sweatshirts both look absolutely magnificent.
The fireworks are so good.
The pace of them is, it's so deliberate and stoic and
sure.
It's like someone's going to listen to this and figure out the pace of them and the secret message they're communicating.
Yeah.
Offer code FULLCAST at homefieldapparel.com.
Oh, that's shit. Correct. They're breaking Hamburglar out tonight. That's what that is.
I smell the smoke.
He just killed 8 guards. Jesus Christ.
I mean, to be fair, the Hamburglar has killed millions of people. He just does it in slow motion.
I can't believe I already burned my Cask of Amontillado joke this year.
The Hamburglar is the only one of that crew trying to save people. He wants to hoard the hamburgers.
Yeah, the Hamburglar is a vegetarian.
Whoa.
Or he's trying to Kirby up all the burgers for himself. And,
yeah. And then
Hamburglar is Jesus. Hamburglar is taking burger sin within to his body,
Burying
it into hell and leaving it there and resurrecting himself.
And in the process, is unfairly branded as a criminal by the
authorities.
Right. And they say, is it true that you're the Hamburglar? And he says, so you say.
What did Jesus look like when he took on the sins of the world? Was he wearing a red suit with a yellow tie? No, he was wearing prison garments.
Wow.
He became low for all of us. He became the Hamburglar.
Connor, you're getting all this as part of your ad. You're welcome.
Can I say a genuinely nice thing for Connor before we stop shit-talking him?
Yes.
Yes.
I had a package go awry this holiday season. I used my FULLCAST offer code to buy some shirts from my father for Christmas. Through an amazing confluence of events, the only packages that I had get lost in the mail this holiday season were all for my dad. And I didn't get to see my family this Christmas, so... there wasn't a lot I could do about that. And I happened to mention this to Connor on the Wednesday before Christmas, which was a Friday, I had not gotten a tracking number for this. And I was like, can we catch up on this after Christmas so I can track these shirts down? And then a few minutes later, Connor sends me a selfie of himself masked and gloved up at the UPS store, dropping 2 shirts in the mail from my dad overnight. The day before Christmas Eve. Connor is a hero. I'm sorry about the dog sweatpants thing, but not sorry enough to stop asking for them.
Because they
not
look
actually
great.
Sorry.
They would. Yeah. I'm not sure I know what sorry means. We've been over this.
Well, I mean, I think when it comes to the pants, like, sorry. Again, not actually sorry, but like there will be no remorse.
No, absolutely. No retreat, no surrender. Give us the doggers. Give them to us.
The pants will happen.
Right across the butt, Connor. Right across the butt.
I want pattern. I want dogs all over it.
Pants?
We've talked about this. Like a houndstooth with tiny dogs.
Yeah.
So listening.
Big old dogs.
Yeah. That trademark is taken already.
What? Guys, big dog pants? Here.
That's right.
We're gonna merge home field and big dog apparel.
Please
and
don't
no fear.
Please don't do that.
And
to
fear
home
not.
Field.
And.
Yaga.
And one.
Just throw
big,
them in there.
Sad dog apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Sad dog.
Yeah.
If you can't run with the big dogs, well, you better sleep in this comfortable pair of sweatpants.
My mama used to say,
sad dogs need medication.
if you can't pout with the sad dogs, then get out of my house.
Stay under the porch where you can be sad.
If you can't pout with the sad dogs, go frolic in a meadow.
I just feel like Jason should be reading us some, like, Civil War letters or some point, you know, with one of us whistling African in the back.
Folks, we're deep in the shit here. it's bad.
Oh, wait. Hamburglar here. Hell. There it is. Right there.
I did read a quote this week that may be, I think, one of the most ill-advised quotes to put in Bama's direction in the long history of things you do not want to say to Bama. Remember, it's very important. What's up, Rick Muscles and Bunky Perkins, that you practice Bama Respect Week whenever you are playing Alabama. I understand the discipline required to engage in a multi-week Bama Respect Week, which one must do over the bowl season or playoff season, is difficult, and you should maintain said discipline. If you want to know why Notre Dame is not going to win that game, it's because they didn't respect Bama enough. Is this even a really super disrespectful quote I'm going to lay on you? No, actually. Is it going to be taken as disrespect one way or another by the Tide and its players? Oh, inevitably.
I actually can't tell by your phrasing if you have already said the quote yet or not.
I have not. I'm about to. It's on the way.
Cool, just checking.
Yeah. Kyren Williams, outstanding running back for the Notre Dame Irish, and probably the best pass blocker on the planet right now in terms of college football players engaging in the activity. Kyren Williams said this regarding himself and the offensive line in bouncing back from their massive loss to Clemson. And this is the quote. "It's that mutual bond between us. You're going to have to kill us to stop us."
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. No. Kid, why?
Now, Coach, he didn't mean it, Coach. Coach.
Nick. Shit, Coach.
Coach Nick Saban.
Coach Nick.
Sabes.
Coach Nick, Coach Saban, Coach.
Sabes. Coach Nick.
Hey, Nicky.
Nicky.
Yeah, this is Nick going, I don't, they asked for it, so we have to kill them.
Well,
you all have a ear. I can't do Jason.
First,
do the
I came out and my shoes don't fit.
No, let Jason do it. He's better.
Well, all right, we came down here. We just wanted to win the damn football game. All right, but hey, he said we had to kill him. What the hell am I supposed to do? Is this what we want football to be?
Just Nick Saban. Nick Saban hitman does not enjoy his job. It brings him no joy. It's just a profession. And now he's going to have to kill you. All six of them.
It wasn't his idea.
Nope. Kyren Williams, you said it. Just going to be Nick Saban. Final destination. All game long. And that's why you had to kill him, because you asked us. You said it. You set the terms of the engagement. And that's what's going to happen.
You knuckleheads.
So I did see someone.
You absolute knuckleheads.
I did see someone complain today in my timeline about saying regarding the massive spread. And Jason, do you know what the current spread on Notre Dame, Alabama? Have we wiggled down underneath 30 yet?
It started at 20, dipped under 20, settled at 20. People had some, I don't know, maybe Notre Dame can keep this. And then they thought, no, let's get that out of your heads. 20 was fine. 20 was fine.
I'm in awe of this fixed and unwavering belief that it's exactly 20 points.
20's right. 20's right.
Yeah, no, 20 seems fine. You're like, this is the best Notre Dame team in decades. Yeah, it's about 20. What we're looking at, y'all. I love that hasn't wiggled at all. But the thing that somebody said that I saw was, yeah, this is why the playoff sucks. It's just an invitational. A&M should be in that slot. And I'm like, have you seen how many points they lost?
What an ever-living fuck. Are y'all trying to
That's
die?
Not the example to go with.
No, that
no.
Is not. Yeah, you know who belongs there? Yeah, a team who could really compete with them. Who? Yeah.
Yeah, you know A&M, who's Alabama. Definitely within 20 points of Alabama based on
I know they're within 28.
Y'all, I forget how that game went. How'd that game go?
52-24.
Oh, in which direction?
Alabama's.
So that's more.
That's what.
Okay.
I mean,
but that's fewer than 20, ain't it?
I went to some Tennessee public schools, and I'm pretty sure 28 is more than 20. Just, yeah.
Well, in your opinion.
I was going to say, let's toss out an in our opinion just to make it safe.
20. Yeah. Put A&M in there. They'll
be
competitive.
I'll say it. Not all speech should be protected, and this speech won't be.
I think the argument here is that Bama should play no one. That's it. Don't insert anyone else into it. Like, if not Notre Dame, then Cincinnati. If not Cincinnati, then nobody. That's it.
Very interesting. That's a compelling argument.
Respect to the old bowl system for this. They would have contained Bama. They would have said, we've got all the Bama, we're just going to put it in one bowl.
Yeah. Only one team has to play Bama. That is inherently preferable to the current system, where multiple teams have to play Bama.
Have either Ryan or Jason played the game Among Us?
I have not.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you think the idea being that, you know, there's somebody who's going to kill every member of this crew that you're a part of, and you have to figure out who it is because one of the players is the imposter. So what the old bowl system used to do is they used to say, hey, we think that this is Bama, so what we're going to do, I'll track them, and if you find my body, you'll know that it's this guy, right? And you can go ahead and do it. That's what they used to do. They used to just isolate it. Somebody's going to take one for the team, and they're going to have to play him, right? In the 90s, it was Nebraska, so somebody had to play him. One year, it was Florida, and Florida was like, yeah, we'll take this for the team. We'll take, like, the worst ass-whipping in the history of major bowl games, just so nobody else has to.
Florida said, I was doing my tasks. I was doing electrical. Florida's tasks are like, I was just doing insurance fraud.
I was
just minding my business.
I was over here smoking bath salts and taking my child to preschool, okay?
I was just forging death certificates, minding my business.
Yeah, I was trying to make love to a dolphin at SeaWorld. That's what I was trying to do. And that's where I was. Where?
Where?
At the DMV with a fake ID. That's where I was. The Florida man listed tasks Among Us is incredible.
So now what we have in 2020 is, well, Notre Dame wasn't the imposter, which is kind of backwards of real life, right? Because in terms of who does not belong in the playoff, well, but in terms of a game of Among Us, Notre Dame's just doing their tasks.
I don't think it will happen, but it would just be so funny if Notre Dame beat the shit out of Bama. Like if Ian Book
was like,
seven touchdowns and 600 yards, fuck face.
Let's get fucking weird.
Like, oh my, I think if Ian Book carved up Alabama on route to Notre Dame winning by like three touchdowns, I think like, yep. There he is. There's the cannon himself.
I think what this is Ryan. You've just caused the end of the world to begin.
that was the cracking of the firmament.
Finally,
dear mother, they have breached all
so
lines.
So if Ian Book throws for six touchdowns, is Mac Jones throwing for 12?
12. Yeah, I mean, 12 or 13.
Because like I could see Bama giving up some points, but whoo, they're gonna score.
Ian Book, I'm looking now. Ian Book has thrown five touchdowns against three opponents. None of them were this year. One of those two of those opponents were New Mexico and Bowling Green. So his best day against a Power 5 opponent was by touchdowns. He's thrown four touchdowns against Stanford twice and Duke once.
And you know what? When I think of comparable institutions to Stanford and Duke, University of Alabama comes to mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Wallace Wade was the inside agent that is going to bring down the tide.
Like, I don't, if that happens, Pete Golding might get vivisected on the sideline. Like, he just might start carving him up.
Too bad you were in the way.
He's the wizard of the whiteboard. Nick would never do that to him. Never. He would. He'd kill him on the sidelines. He'd be like, Kyron Williams, you're next. You asked for it.
I love the posts from Bama fans who are like, as soon as we win the national title, we better fire a fucking defensive coordinator. Happy about nothing. Just like, I can't wait for this bullshit season to end in which we're one of the greatest fucking offenses ever so we can get rid of this asshole.
They're all, you know how married couples start to look alike, you know, that trope after a long time? They're all starting to act like Nick and be like, this damn playoff is costing us recruiting.
Just applying that to
points to all fucking miss.
Just applying that to life. Be like, yeah.
I actually hope they're still mad about that because it's incredibly funny.
They are. If we win the damn playoff, we're not going to put up a banner.
I just want that for maximum hurt feelings. I want a Notre Dame Ohio State championship game that Ohio State wins. Like, that's what I want. That I think will make the most
Christ,
that will
Ryan.
Make the most people angry.
What if
I'm trying to figure out where Nashville is from here so I can edge away from you? because I feel like when this conflagration comes down from the sky, it's going to leave a mighty crater.
What if we do this? Yeah. Ohio State, Notre Dame win. And then Ohio State's like, shit, we don't have enough healthy players. What y'all want to do? And they're just like, fuck, well, you have a higher ranking than Notre Dame. You're national champs. Played seven games, national champs.
Let's tweak that slightly. Notre Dame is the one that has to bow out. So Ohio State is the one that wins by forfeit.
Notre Dame is the one with the school president that's been enthusiastically super spreading.
So I like this either way
because then Michigan is like, yeah, we'll run in and we'll take the place, you know, make a big show of bravery. And then they're like, oh, darn, it's against the rules. Probably. Hopefully.
Oh, we love rules. Fuck, you found us. My weak spot. I love rules.
God damn it. We would love to do it, but oh, shit, you know, rules.
Sorry.
Just a Michigan grad toting an entire rack full of regulation books. Well, here's Robert's rules. Then there's the rules of order. Then here's the city code.
Where are you going?
Did you call before you dig? Did you call before you dig?
The flag is there.
You're supposed to call before you dig.
Speaking of digging. Or planting seeds.
Speaking of working in the soil.
Fucking seamless.
Yeah.
Speaking of not having seams in your gardening pants, acorns.com/fullcast. With that code, you can receive a $5 starter bonus boost to the universe's greatest saving and investing app. I think we can upgrade. What are they going to do? Come down here and challenge us.
No, it is. It's the universe's best.
Listeners have been enraptured week by week as I reveal my humble $5 beginning has bloomed to $98.51 in savings.
Damn, son.
Through zero effort of my own after that initial setup. The market is whooping ass at 1.3% growth in the span. Line goes up. We'll continue going up. Past performance is a guarantee of future results. I'm not a lawyer. Ryan is, and he didn't hear me say that. and I've just been shot, so I have other things in my mind. Right,
you're so wealthy, armies are pursuing you.
My private security detail is fighting.
We got Gaius Diocles up in here, ready to buy his own army.
Fighting street by street to protect my immense retirement fund from the hordes who would steal my acorns fortune. You can join me in this life of wealth and eventual luxury and eventual retirement into
how
a feudal state of constant warfare at acorns.com/fullcast. Live like a minor warlord. At acorns.com.
I think you need
Thank
to get hired.
Thank you for the timing.
You know what that sounds like? Providence.
That does.
You know, they say we don't have much of a production budget on this show. Y'all hear the special effects we got going on? Come on, man. We're literally blowing our whole budget for the last show of the year, I guess.
There is a there's a Soviet.
Actually, and also we do have good producers these days. We have great producers these
days. Thanks, server. Thanks, server. There is a Soviet underwater spear gun for sale on
eBay. Jason's going to buy it.
Yeah, it's $95. So you have enough money to buy it now with your acorns. You are going to have to cover shipping or
cash me out.
You're not.
I'm
that
done.
Far away,
cash so. Me out.
Yeah.
Soviet underwater yep. spear gun. Soviet.
Oh my God! It fits.
Spear gun. Soviet underwater spear gun.
It's shipping from the Ukraine. Here's a little bit about this item. I did
about
not
the
test.
Ukraine?
I was hoping you're going to tell me about the shipping.
I did not
I
test.
I wanted to hear about the Ukraine.
Shipping is $36.50.
Okay, it's going to be a few more weeks.
So
yeah, that's okay.
The item in question, a few caveats here. I did not test. I do not know how well they work. I sell in a condition as it is for the museum, for the collection, for the film studio, for daily use. That's the one I'm really stuck on. For somebody like
use.
Every goddamn day I wake up, I drink the hottest cup of coffee I can make, and I use my spear gun.
This is for me. This is actually meant that, sorry, Ryan, this is meant for me. This is actually for me to hunt Michael Barbaro. That's what the daily use notation is for.
Daily?
Is he bigger or smaller than a sturgeon?
Absolutely smaller.
Okay, because I'm figuring this thing can at least, it can shoot through a sturgeon, right? Because that's, what can a Ukrainian, built spear gun do? It could definitely bag you a serious Volga River sturgeon. Right.
It's also kind of coastal Carolina. It's like kind of coastal Carolina colors as well. So you could probably bring this to a game and just be like, "Yeah, I'm the mascot. It's cool."
Let's normalize hunting people for sport in 2021. Just
firing it off at every touchdown.
Hey man, they said open carry in the stadium. Everyone was real happy about open carry in the stadium. The thing that you forget when you cheer about being able to carry a weapon into the stadium is that I can carry a weapon into the stadium. Sleep tight. Acorns.com/fullcast.
/Batman.
Listen, man, get wealthy enough that you have your choice of a variety. Wednesday, we start to actually have like big boy bowl games, like Florida and Oklahoma playing the Orange.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No.
Nope. Next.
No.
Yet.
No. Okay.
I mean, it's going to be like 50 to 40. It'll be fine. Sure.
This is great. We're back to 40 for 40. No, thank you.
Wisconsin Wake in the Mayo Bowl.
Absolutely not.
Jesus.
Nope.
Who did this?
Wisconsin Wake Forest does have one thing going for it that I found amusing. The promo for the Mayo Bowl that they had a Mayo Bowl sweatshirt hanging in Paul Christ's office. Like Wisconsin football tweeted out, like, "Here we go. We've got a picture of Paul Christ's office." And I think they had some Cardi B song playing in the background. And they zoomed in on a Wisconsin sweatshirt hanging on like an actual hanger, which I know Paul Christ doesn't have, right? Like Paul Christ has just got a pile of sweatshirts. He's just pulling them off in the corner, right? And
he molts them, actually.
Yeah, that man is. So that man was
Ryan,
born
we talked
wearing
about
one.
Using that word.
He was born wearing 100 sweatshirts, and he discards one per year.
He just peels them, right?
He's like a reverse tree.
Wait, is he molting or is he reproducing? Are those spores?
No, I think it's spontaneous generation. Like if you pile 100 Wisconsin sweatshirts in a
or
corner, Paul Christ
budding?
Emerges from them.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, like medieval people Paul would Christ? Be like, if you leave meat out overnight, it turns into maggots.
It turns maggots. Into flies.
It turns into maggots or rats. Yeah. So if you just leave a bunch of these, you know. Now, I would say if you pile a bunch of these, you get the highest form of Paul Christ because the Wisconsin sweatshirt had in the middle of it, underneath the Wisconsin, a Duke's Mayo thing, which I was like, oh, that's incomprehensibly powerful. The combination of like a premium brand mayonnaise and the Wisconsin football brand, they're going to win this game by 5,000.
I assume
can
in
you imagine when
Duke's
they
Mayo
dunk
is
the
like
Gatorade,
a cocktail mixer.
When they dunk the Gatorade of mayo on top of Paul Christ, and he's like,
oh, he's
for the first
mouth.
Time in his life, he smiles.
Oh my God, this is going to be his final form.
It's like I got him complete.
This is his becoming.
Yeah, this is red.
Now
dragon.
I become the Xenomorph Queen.
Yeah, this is his red dragon moment. Look at me, look at me, covered in male glory.
Do I love you because you're beautiful?
Stick fries in me. I'm beautiful.
God, that was okay till then.
Yeah, this
is profoundly upsetting.
I don't know if you've seen this, by the way, that Bills fans.
Why would we have seen that?
As posters, in terms of posting energy right now, I have to say.
Oh, off the charts.
Powerful.
Why?
Strong.
Because they won the fucking division, and if the playoffs were today.
How would I know that?
They would host the Cleveland Browns in a playoff game.
It's not just that. It's
Christ.
It's that they've been like this since they were terrible, and now they're good.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if, it's like if in our world, if Pitt was actually in the playoff.
Right.
Oh, that is exciting. Okay.
And with Cleveland and Buffalo being good and Green Bay
Buffalo,
being good, this is a strong moment for the Great Lakes Republic.
Yeah, I've seen that. Someone put up a logo for the Great Lakes Caliphate. Yeah. Like, AKs and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like the right color of green, right? It looks like the old Mujahideen logo. Like,
yes.
They've been like, yes, brother. Well, welcome to the struggle of the Great Lakes
Ronald
Republic.
Ronald Reagan's shipping them arms as we speak.
Shipping them up from hell, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he is.
Belching AKs up from hell. There's a volcano in Michigan burping up AKs.
Why is this
for
plausible?
Bills fans.
Yeah, for Bills fans, yeah. They just float across the river because guns float.
This
Don't
is
ask
absolutely
me how.
My favorite lore.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the second most powerful Great Lakes Republic energy I have seen. The first being all Bills fans right now. All Bills fans right now are just improbably strong in terms of posting.
There's got to be like a segment of Wisconsin Badgers, Buffalo Bills like fans who are just like, emotionally, I imagine they look like Dr. Eggman from Sonic at this point.
It's just Dr. Like, Robotnik?
Look at me! Behold my mustache and my floating bomb thing!
I assume no one saw the Sonic movie.
I did not, no.
I did not.
I was alerted via text message that it is on Netflix, actually right before we started recording, and wow. The person who sent it to the group text is currently being torn apart.
But why?
By the rest of our... Let's see, let's
get like
the
in
responses.
A stampede? In a stampede to join the watch party?
Yeah. Everyone is just replying a cascade of no's and booing emojis to this person.
This came to mind because apparently there is a scene where Dr. Robotnik is shaving his head as a tribute to Colonel Kurtz.
Mm-hmm.
From Heart of Darkness?
What the
sure.
fuck?
Okay.
Yeah, from Apocalypse Now.
From
yeah.
Apocalypse Now, rather? Wow.
No, from
All
Full
right.
No, from Full House.
Yeah, that Colonel Kurtz. Yeah.
You know, the dentist next door.
No, Colonel Kurtz, the dessert topping. Yeah.
Colonel Kurtz, the Hamburglar's
mascot.
Old CEO.
Oh, I believe in you, son.
Apparently, this is on Epix. Oh, make it an epic night.
Never
with
mind.
Epix.
Pass.
So I guess it's not actually online.
Pass.
I do have an interesting football relevant, somewhat football relevant Sonic fact.
What?
If they're meant. Yeah, no. No, this is from. This is from Hambo Jambo on Twitter, aka the Holiday Hambus. Uh-huh. And while we're not going to
my
use
number
this
one
as
source
question,
for Sonic news.
So
Hambus does sound like a Sonic character.
I'd like to say that Spencer announced this as I have an interesting college football fact.
It is a fact. You can't prove that it's not.
That's not
counselor.
I'm okay. Your lawyer, you
well,
idiot.
Well, well. My, how the tables have turned.
If I don't understand
Ryan, I believe you must challenge him to a duel now.
A duel.
Just like in the musical Hamilton, which just is about like the Hamburglar.
The
Hamburgleton.
This is Aaron Bear.
Aaron Burger.
Aaron Bear.
And I'm Grimace. Baron the damn fool shot him.
Bear in Burger.
Is that what happens at the end of Hamilton?
Yeah, Grimace.
Oh no!
Grimace fucking shoots Alexander Hamilton. That's right.
Grimace got that thing on him.
Yeah. And that's the thing is they don't bother to frisk him because they're like he's nude and then out of nowhere
well, like,
from
yeah like literally
from his,
where would
from
he
his
hide?
Weird
they
corporeal
don't bother
form.
To frisk him
he reaches
nude.
In his big mouth and pulls out a fucking shotgun.
He is the volcano from which AKs are vomited.
Oh, he just, Ronald
he just,
Reagan
he
is
just
farting
up.
AKs up from hell, passing them through Grimace's body. McDonald's is based in the Midwest, right? It came from Columbus. The guns are coming from Grimace's butthole in Columbus is where
yeah.
they're coming from.
Grimace's body is the portal
Grimace
to hell through which Ronald
Columbus,
Reagan ships
Grimace
AK-47s.
So when in the Doom franchise,
yeah.
when Doom Guy goes to hell, he has to pass through the body of Grimace.
Yeah.
So first he has to kill Grimace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at Grimace, it's for a good cause.
Back to toilet snakes of the body, huh, Ryan? Piece of shit.
All I've ever wanted to do is kill Grimace, if we're being honest.
He can't. He just reforms, man.
Yeah, Spencer, we've talked about this.
I mean, it's still killing if it doesn't count.
He's basically a purple T-1000.
Also, Spencer, you can't say that shit. Spencer, you can't say that shit because he's a whale. All right?
Oh, shit. Cool. God. Be cool. He's cool. He's a liquid metal whale who burps up guns and killed Alexander Hamilton.
The G-1000. Sent here from the 1950s to make us want to eat hamburgers? Why is that thing supposed to make me want to eat a hamburger?
Because that's how Skynet kills us. It's way faster for us to all get heart disease than for us to them to hunt
down. Yeah, but why
humanity.
Is looking at Grimace supposed to make me want to eat food?
Because you're like, oh, you know.
He's got the perfect body.
Yeah.
Okay.
You may not like it.
Don't you want to look like that? Eat hamburgers.
Okay. Fitness goals.
Yeah, fitness goals. Grimace. So, my Sonic facts, by the way.
Okay. We're going to work on this.
Hambo Jambo wanted me to know. He said, is Sonic a Cornhuskers fan?
Your fact is a question?
No,
Your fact is a question?
No.
We're having serious conversation about Grimace and his crimes through history, and you want to come here and do some dumb shit about Sonic and Nebraska football? Just embarrassing. I'm glad I'm only a guest on this show, sir.
In his earliest incarnation, Sonic was from a small town in Nebraska. He was named Sonny. His family was poor.
And like everybody else, he got the fuck out of Nebraska.
Oh, wait. That's Grimace spitting out. Oh, okay.
Is that why they're called Sonic Booms? Are they named after the hedgehog?
Yes.
I think that's correct.
They ate bugs and trash. That's the last part of his early bio. So the Japanese counterparts, right, to Sega of America, they had no documentation or backstory. So Sega of America created what was called a story Bible for the character. The Sonic Bible. And Jason,
yes.
I can hear those gears spinning in your head right now. And brother, I'm putting oil on them so they can go faster.
Ew.
Right? Because I want to see where they go.
Thank you for anointing my gears.
Yes. The Sonic Bible contained the complete
that oil
lengthy
harvested
background.
From a whale, brother.
I know, from Grimace himself.
No.
Well, yeah, guys need oil.
Is he milked or wrung out, or how is
slaughtered?
Extruded,
slaughtered.
Okay. Yeah, basically, what I'm saying is
actually the least upsetting option. Okay,
Grimace takes the question.
I think, would you rather have guns or butter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not both? Well, I think you get oil out of Grimace via squeezing, is how you get it.
Oh,
just
yeah,
just
that's
his whole big body.
I'm upset.
You can cold press him like an olive.
I did ask.
The Sonic Bible contained the complete and lengthy background
extra
of the character.
Virgin Grimace oil.
And
there's nothing virgin about that man.
And his relationship with Dr. Robotnik. Sonny Hedgehog was born on Earth in the early 21st century in the town of Hardly, Nebraska.
This
population
is actually what the song Sonny
Hardly, Nebraska?
Yes. Population 1,226.
Wait, he was born?
I'm telling you, this gets so much better.
So Nebraska had actual speed at home, and they couldn't keep him in state. They fought for once. They had a fast player,
Jason.
born within the 500 mile radius.
He went to Kansas State.
Yeah.
Shit, didn't have the grades.
That's right.
He was undersized too. Mm.
Didn't have the grades to get into a AAU adjacent university.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
He and his mother and five sisters
Nebraska
live...
actually goes by AAAU, so they're first in the phone number.
Yeah. Wow.
Sonic has five sisters? Are they human or are they... God.
They live underneath a scraggly hedge beside the local burger joint and subsist on burger scraps, milkshakes, and the occasional slug or bug that crawls their way.
Easy there, Rinaldi.
Reads the opening lines of the document.
Burger. I like that you say burger scraps. Like people are out there working on like harvesting the burgers, and they're like, "Ah, throw away this part.
The
we
husks.
Only send the good parts to the factory."
The shells.
Yeah, that somebody
burger
just or that
scraps.
or that whoever was writing this was like, "Yeah, Americans would just totally just throw a burger in the like."
I
bushes.
Mean, that's fair.
I'll eat the center of the burger.
I did see, by the way. You say that people wouldn't just throw food into bushes. However, I do remember one of our listeners, and if that's you, go ahead and hit me up in the mentions because I thought it was brilliant. Clemson fans who would buy personal pizzas on the way into a game and stash them in the bushes outside the stadium so they could pick them up and eat them on the way out. Oh, like, wow. There was a warming bush.
What?
Or a store. Yeah. Yeah. No, and there was there were photos where they would.
I don't remember this at all.
No, like, you take a whole Little Caesars Hot and Ready and stuff it in a bush and go in, watch the game, right? Like, woo, yay! And after 2.5 hours, they would come out and go back, and the pizza would be there in the bush, and they would. There's photos of them doing this. And then pulling them out and leaving with the like, as they called it, the bush pizza.
See, I think if you're going to do that, you got to pretend like it's a magic trick. You got to just be like, what?
this bush makes pizza.
The pizza gods have spoken to me.
I saw only one set of footsteps leading back to the bush.
I think this makes the pizza good for you, right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, when God said it was there that I carried you, he's actually talking to the pizza. It was there to the warming bush that I carried you. This answers a lot of Cracker Barrel art-based questions.
The magical pizza bushes.
What does this have to do with Sonic?
You know, because he was living on scraggly, you know, scraps of burgers thrown into a scraggly hedge. And I'm like, it's not entirely implausible that people would just shove food into landscaping.
No. You are talking about people using bushes as improvised fridges. And what the Sonic lore
warmers,
you're describing
Brian.
Is...
Warmers.
Sorry, yes. And the Sonic lore you're describing is Sonic is people just like, is more like a Georgia tailgate.
Well, which one's more plausible? That's frankly, frankly, people being wasteful and just throwing the garbage into the bush, right? At least at Clemson, because it's a better school than Georgia, they're doing something smart.
Is that true?
Food into
I don't. I have no idea.
Spencer
true.
Hall at 404.
No. Clemson people are much, by and large, the reputation may
let
not.
Go on my mic.
Clemson people are by and large. They're smarter.
So what is the fact about Sonic that you're trying to get to here?
You said something to do with football.
That he's a Nebraska fan.
Like, that's it.
Like, no, he's not. That's not in the evidence at all.
Just because he was born in Nebraska and ate burger scraps.
Yeah,
Spencer, I think that means he doesn't like Nebraska.
Oh yeah. please, that's an entirely different phenomenon, right?
Spencer is a Vanderbilt fan. That's canon now.
Mm-hmm. Noted Vanderbilt enthusiast Spencer Hall.
God, you have to get that fascism starter kit going. All right. We do have a reader question tonight. Our single
really?
Reader.
We're going to do the question now?
It's 11
Let
o'clock.
Us know we are, let's note we cut these mics on 1.5 hours ago.
Oh, my God.
It's time to begin the point of the show.
Is this?
Yes.
All right.
I love our 30-minute show. I love it.
We should end it with this. We should just end it with, and the
okay,
question.
Okay, there is an end in sight.
There.
Why are you looking at?
What happened?
I think we're ending it there.
I thought we were doing a bit. What's the question? Man, let's keep it rolling.
Boosters are now bound by the same one-time transfer rules as student athletes. You are a booster of moderate means. What school do you transfer to, and what impermissible benefits do you specialize in?
All crime is legal.
I'm transferring to LSU, and I am paying everybody with expired seafood. That's what I'm doing.
I am transferring to USC. No, UCLA. No, USC. No, UCLA. I'm going to launch that long ago prophesied booster game of deliberately giving money to the crosstown rival in an effort to get them caught. I'm just going to repeatedly entrap players of the opposite team.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I am.
That actually sounds like some USC shit. UCLA wouldn't care that much.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the maximum impact out of my dollar. I'm going to go
spoken like an acorns man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're going to start modest and we're going to build. I'm going to go to Savannah State. All right. They could use some investment toward the bottom of Division I in revenue, and I'm just gonna buy whatever the fuck they want. I'd be happy in Savannah, so yeah, Savannah State. We're gonna just stay in Division I. That's the goal.
All right.
I am transferring to the University of Miami, and I am paying athletes in hard to find physical copies of media. Nintendo 64 games, DVDs that are out of print, shit like that.